The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Yud Ches, and we will begin from the Mishnah on daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. So the last Mishnah, the Mishnah daf Yud Beis Amar Beis, discussed the halacha. If somebody finds a shtar choyv, what's the halacha? Achloikis Rav Meir and the Chachamim. In Yesh, according to Rav Meir, it depends. If the shtar has achrayis nechosim, then the halacha is lo yachzer. If the shtar does not have achrayis nechosim, then the halach is yachz. The Chachamim said, there's no such thing as a shtar she'im by achrayis nechosim, because as Rav and Shmuel both explain in the sugi, achrayis toy sefer, thus every shtar is treated like a shtar she'yesh by achrayis nechosim. The Chachamim agree with Rameir's premise that a shtar she'yesh by achrayis nechosim, if somebody finds on the street, the halach is lo yachz. Why not? So we saw machlokes amirot. Rav Asi said that being that this shtar fell, it has a reisa. We're concerned that maybe the zman that's written in the shtar is not the real zman. So that even if the loiv is moida, kishachayev moida, that the shtar is a real shtar, we're concerned that the loan in fact took place. So the shtar is not mezuyif, it is a real shtar. But it could be it didn't take place on the day that's written in the shtar. It's for that reason, to the extent that this shtar has achrayas nechasim, even if the shtar is a real shtar, but if the zman is wrong, the lekuches can end up losing out. It's for that reason, the halach is lo yachzer. Not because of the loiva. The loiva is moida. The loiva doesn't have a problem. We're not worried about him. The issue is the lekuchas. The chachamim say, benkachu benkach lo yachzer, because every shtar has lekuchas, because achray is toy sefer. But either way, according to Rav Asi, the concern is that we're afraid that maybe the loan did not take place on the date written in the shtar. Aye, let's always be chayish for that. This is unique. Being that the shtar fell, there's a reyes that maybe something's wrong with the shtar. That's why over here we're going to think the unthinkable. Here we're going to be concerned. Abaye said, Eidah b'chasum of zachem lo. And it's for that reason, if the shtar says Nisan, for example, even if the loan didn't happen until Chodesh Tishrei, the halacha is that the shtar is chal, the lekuchos, you can be tired from already from Chodesh Nisan. Why then is the halacha that any shtar that has a chrayis nechosim lo yachzer? Abaya holds chayshin on the piroyin, which we saw in yesterday's daf, is already a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. But either way, Abaya holds chayshin on the piroyin, and not only chayshin on the piroyin, but chayshin on the knunya. We're afraid that maybe the loiva paid the loan, but the loiva and the malva are in cahoots with each other. They're going to make believe the loan wasn't paid, so that they can go now and take the field from the loiva's loikeach to the extent that the field that was sold to the loiva's loikech was sold shaloi b'achrayis. Loikech will not be able to go back to the loiva. So it's a win-win situation. The malva and the loiva will split the profits, and as a result, they'll walk out okay. So according to Abaye, it's for that reason, lo yachzer. Shmuel argued with Rav Asi. Shmuel argued with Abaya. Shmuel holds, like Abaya, the Eidah b'chasum of Zochem Loi, but he disagrees with Abaya. He holds, loy chayshin l'peroyin, v'loy chayshin l'knunya. Why then was the halach in the Mishnah that if a shtar has achrayis nechasim l'yachzer, it's because the Mishnah is talking about where the loiva does not admit that the shtar is a real shtar. He's saying, loy hayu dvar mi'olam. He's saying it's a forged shtar. And being that he's saying it's a forged shtar, al ha-malva lahavi raya, that it's not, and it's for that reason you wouldn't be able to give it to the malva. If so, the Gemara asked, then how come if there's no achrayis nechosim, according to Rameir's halacha yachzer, it's Shmuel l'tameh, because Shmuel holds that any shtar that doesn't have achrayis nechosim is not a shtar. It's not even a milva alpeh. It's worthless. All its value is latzer al pitz luchisai. And in fact, when Shmuel said you give it to the malva, he meant let the malva own the piece of paper. But as it relates to the shtar itself, there's nothing there. So we might as well give it to the malva. Either way, an ambiguous Mishnah that we needed three amayuron to chime in to give us an idea of what the beer in the halacha is that if somebody finds a shtar that has a chrayis nechosim, the halacha is lo yachzer. So the Mishnah now, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, picks up on that note with a similar halacha. But this Mishnah is a little bit more clear. What if Matzah Gitei Nashim, you didn't find a shtar chayiv, somebody found a get isha? It says that Reuven is divorcing his wife, Rachel. V'shechruri avadim, or get shechrur, daitiki, that's a shtar that a shchiv mera sometimes writes on his deathbed, matano, it was an ordinary shtar matano, v'shoiver, or a receipt that the malva gave the loiva after the loiva paid his shtar chayiv, hareza lo yachza, here too the halach is lo yachza. Whereas in the previous Mishnah, where somebody found the shtar chayiv, the Mishnah didn't give us any reasons. Here, the Mishnah gives us a reason, shani oimer, because we're concerned, ksuvim hayu, these shtaris were written, v'nimlach aleim shloi litna, and ultimately they were never given. Meaning we're concerned that maybe the shtar is not a good shtar. It could be the man had a mind to divorce his wife, but changed his mind. It could be the Odin had a mind to give a get shechrer to his eved, and he changed his mind, etc., etc. We're concerned that maybe the shtar is not a real shtar, because even though it was written and it is even signed with Eden, but nimlach chaleim shleilitnam, it's for that reason that Allah is lo yachzer, says the Gemara. Time of the nimlach shleilitnam, it's pretty clear, the diak in the Mishnah, that the whole reason that Allah is lo yachzer is because we're concerned that maybe the Baal HaShtar changed his mind, he audible. But let's say he would say mefurish. He would say, no, it's real. I didn't change my mind. I want you to give the get to my wife, give the get shichr to my eved. No, it sounds like then the halach is you would give it. V'afilu is mameruba. Not just that, a second diak, and it's the second diak that's going to be the topic of today's daf. It sounds like even if a lot of time passed, let's say the zman written in the get is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and now it's already the following year Nisan. It's a zman meruba, whatever the definition of zman meruba is. It sounds like even then the halacha is going to be give it. Meaning, as long as we can prove that it wasn't a situation where it was nimla chaleim shloid litnan, it sounds like the halacha is give. So if he says, yeah, even if it's mamru, it'd be okay for him. In fact, I'll ask you a kasha from a mishnah mesechtes get, and maybe get for avadei menu. If somebody was a shliach lo hilacha to bring a get on behalf of a man that's divorcing his wife, now the shliach lo hilacha lost the get, so he has a problem. Matzoi, but to his good fortune, he now found the get. So the halacha is as follows. Le'alter, if he found it, le'alter, I'm showing him what the definition of le'alter is, but it was a short amount of time from when he lost it, the halacha is kosher. Then he can pick it up. He can give it to the mishalech's wife under the assumption that this is the get that he was supposed to give. But in love, if a long time passed, puzzle, at that point you can't give it anymore because we're concerned that maybe this is not the same get. It says the Mishaleach's name and it has the wife's name and the names, the Zman, everything seems to be exactly the way it was when he lost it. It doesn't matter. The halach is still going to be puzzle. So you see that there's a new criteria that we have to take into consideration when you talk about a halach of finding a get. At the very least, matzah gitay noshim. This Mishnah over here, Masechtas Gittin, is discussing a get isha. The first halach in our Mishnah was matzah gitay noshim. In our Mishnah, it's mashma that if somebody finds a get isha, afilu lizman meruba, as long as the husband says that I did not regret after I wrote this get isha, meaning I want my wife to be divorced, the halach is noisin. Over here it's mefurish that only the alter the halach would be true, but it's not meruba not. Says the Gemara, and ultimately we're going to have three terutzim to this kasha. But the first one is the topic of the daf. Oh, my rabba loy kasha. Kan b'mokam shashiyaris mitzuyas. Kan b'mokam shashiyaris mitzuyas. We have to make an akimto in the two respective mishnayos. Our mishnah that says the halach is noisin, it's talking about where it was found in a remote place. It was found in a place where there aren't a lot of people there. So the probability that this is not the shtar that the husband wrote is so low that the halacha is, as long as he says that I wanted my wife to be divorced, the halacha is going to be noisin. When the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin says that only in matzah la'alter is the halacha noisin, but if the shliach la'alacha loses the get, he finds halacha's mamaru, but there's halacha's, he can't give it. It's talking about he found it in a public area where there's a likelihood that maybe it's not his get. The names are the same, everything seems to work out. Maybe it's from somebody else. But being that there's a higher probability that that's the case, that would impact the halacha. So the answer,
when the husband says, give it to her now, he's saying, I already gave it to her, now she
will. He's saying, give it to her now. Right, so if you look in the Pnei Yeshua, the Achreinim are bothered, what happened to the Nesinas I get? I mean, you can't just find a get and give it to a man's wife. Just like there's a halacha of the Kasav, you have to make sure the husband wrote the get, you also have to make sure Vinasan, that the husband, the one that's giving the get. So the Nesin over here is an integral part. Vinasan takes up a big part of Masechtas Gittin. A lot of the sugis deal with the Kasav, a lot of the sugis deal with the Vinasan. Doesn't work. There's a halacha that mechuber you can't write a get on because there's a din nesina. What happened to the halacha nesina? But the pashtus is like you said, that we're not talking about where the husband says, I already divorced my wife. We're talking about where the husband is saying, tnu, go give it to her right now. But either way, says the rabbi, that the way to reconcile these two mishnayos is to make an akimta. One mishnah is talking about where the probability of it being another person's get is very, very low. Bikahai gavna filu lizma meruba, the halacha is you're allowed to give it. The other mishnah is talking about shashiyaris mitzuyos, which also is a real getting turn, getting that base of mid base, shashiyaris mitzuyos. Fisha ain't shiaris mitzuris. That's why I maybe get medina sayam has to sit before I nechtav. But either way, that's talacha. Says the Gemara. Rabbi continued. Va'afilu b'makom shal shiaris mitzuris. Even where it's shiaris mitzuris, which I just said, is the ikimta in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin where the halacha is that only the altar you're allowed to return it. But l'sma merubu we're concerned that maybe it came from somebody else. The only time you can't give it back, meaning the only time shiaris mitzuris will impact the halacha, is if there's another criteria. Fusha huchsegu shnei yosef ben shimon berachas. It's only if we know for a fact that there's another person living in that city that has the same name as this man. But if we don't know for sure that there's another person with the same name, even if it's Shiaris Mitsuyois, we're not going to suddenly think that maybe punked with this incredible coincidence, the Shliach who lost the get in a certain place, somebody else also lost the get in that same place with the same name. So if it's Shioritz Mitzuyas, number one, and number two, Huchsegu Shnei Yosef and Shimon Birachas, then you're going to have that halacha. Otherwise not. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that this is true. The Eloi Teimahachi, because if you're not going to tell me this is true, Kasha the Rabbi, the Rabbi. In other words, Rabbi himself never said this. Rabbi just said, Kam b'mokum shah Shioritz Mitzuyas, Kam b'mokum sheina Shioritz Mitzuyas. It's the Gemara that's adding this addendum, that when Rabbi said, b'mokum shah Shioritz Mitzuyas, we're concerned, it's only true if there's another person with the name Yosef ben Shimon, in other words, another person with this Mishaleach's name. But otherwise, we're not going to go so far. Because if not, I have a steer in Rabbi the Huki, the Shach Beidin, the Ravuna. There was a story with a get Isha that was lost in Ravuna's Bez, Davakos of Bey, and it said as follows, Beshviri Masa, Dal Rochis Nahara, that this get was prepared in Shviri Masa, that was a city, Dal Rochis Nahara, which is next to Rochis. Amar Rafuna. Rafuna said, Chashino, we're concerned with Shnei Shviri, that maybe there's two places with the same name, Shviri, so that even Rashi says, if somebody's going to come and he's going to say that I had this get prepared in Shviri, etc., we're not necessarily going to give it to him because we're concerned that maybe there's another Shviri. So that was Rafuna's Pesach. Only Rav Chizda, the Rabbi. Rav Chizda told Rabbi, who apparently wasn't there when the story happened, Poik Ayimba, go take a look at this halacha. Because I'm telling you, Rafuna tonight, when he sees you, Rabbi, he's going to ask you what your Chavis Das is on this Shaila. So the Gemara says, Nofak Dokva Ashkach. So Rabbi went, he learned the sugya, and he came back, he knew what his halacha would be. Tanan, based on a Mishnah at the end of the parak, called Maisa Bezdin, or Eze Yachs, if somebody finds a shtar that already went through Bezdin, for example, a shtar choiv mekuyim, or a shtar adrachta, shtar chaltosa, some of the shtaros that were mentioned on the bottom of Tassai and Amadeus. So the halacha is Yachzer, you're allowed to return it because we assume that the shtar is not mezuyif, and as long as we assume the shtar is not mezuyif, as the Gemara discussed earlier, there's no chshash piroyin, and that's why the halach is you're allowed to return it. Said Rabba v'abedina de Rafuna dechi makom shash yoritz mitzuyas dami. Now Rafuna's bezdin was like a makom shash yoritz mitzuyas. Vika pashed Rabba the yachzer. Again, what was Rabba's halacha? Rabba said it's a mishnah. Kol ma'ase bezdin areiz a yachzer. A get isha is a ma'ase bezdin. So being that a get isha is a ma'ase bezdin, Rabba paskin that you can give it back to the mishalech, give it back to the owner. What was the kasha? The kasha is, it's very nice that the halacha is ma'ase bezdin yachzer, but there's another problem. The problem is, why aren't we concerned that there's two people that had the same exact shtar? We know for sure that this person lives in Shviri Masad al Rochis Nahara, and we don't know any other person that lives in Shviri Masad al Rochis Nahara. Maybe there's another city somewhere, that has the same name of Shviri Masad al Nachas Nahara, and there's another person with the same name, and that person also wants to divorce his wife. How do we know otherwise? How did Rabbi have a right to Paskin not that way? And you'll tell me, because maybe it was found in a remote place. It's not true. That wasn't the story. The story was it was found in Ravuna's Bezdin. Ravuna's Bezdin was a Makam Shashyaris Mitzuyas. People used to flock there to ask Ravuna and his Dayonim Shailas. So you have a Mokim Shashyoritz Mitzuyos where Rab is not concerned about Shnei Shviri. What must be the reason? Alma, Ihuchseku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon in Eloi Loi. So you see from there that even when the Shioritz Mitzuyas, the only time there's a concern is if we know for sure there's a Chazok, it's Huchsak, that the Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, or in this case, it's Huchsak, that there's two cities called Shviri Masa, Dal Nachas Nahara. But if you don't have it, Bechazoka, even if it's Shioritz Mitzuyas, the Loch is going to be Eloi Yachsus. Again, Rabbi said to answer the Stira, Kambemokim Shah Shioritz Mitzuyas, Kambemokim Shein Shioritz Mitzuyas, says the Gemara, even when Rabbi said, Bemokim Shah Shioritz, it's mitzuyas, the halach is layachzer, it's only if it's huchsuku, this chashash, whether it's Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar and Berachas, or whether it's Shviri, Mosa, the arachas nahara. But if it's loy huchsuku, even if it's a makom shashyar, it's mitzuyas, we by ourselves are not going to be concerned. Says the Gemara, Ovid Rabba Uvda. There was a maisa shahoya where Rabba paskind, where a get was found, bekisna the pumpadisa kishmaite, and he returned it back to the mishalech. What was the case exactly? It was found in a bay kisna. Kisna means flax. But what's a bay kisna? I could amri. Some say hechad mazavni kisna. It was a place where people used to sell flax. So that even though it was a makim shashtyoris mitzuyos, but vahushalay huchsego, apparently it was also a place where it wasn't huchsego shnei Yosef ben Shimon, and it's for that reason that avagaf the shchich and shayros is still, he returned it to the sender. They could argue, some say it was hechad the torikis, and it wasn't a place where they sold flax. That's a place where there are a lot of people. That's a makim shashtyoris mitzuyos. But rather, it was a place where they used to soak flax, so that for avagaf the huchsego, the story was where it was huchsego shnei Yosef ben Shimon, but it was lo shchich shayros, and that's why Paskin, you can return. In other words, it was a Maisa Shahaya where Rabba Paskin like this Chiddush, that even B'mokim Shashiyaris Mitsuyas, still Ihuchsiku in, like Huchsiku. The question was, we weren't sure. Was it Huchsiku, but Ein Shiyaris Mitsuyas, or was Shiyaris Mitsuyas on Huchsiku? But what you for sure were able to take out of this story was the Gemara's Hoysofa to Rabba's Halacha, that it's not only about Shiyaris Mitsuyas, but there's two criteria. In order to be able to not return it, it would have to be, number one, Shiyaris Mitzuyas, and number two, Huchsuku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, Hadorim Be'irachas. Reb Zeira Rami, says the Gemara, Masis and Abraisa, Umashani. Reb Zeira had a very similar exchange. He said a very similar Shtikl Torim Beis Medrash to Rabba, and he answered a very similar to Rabba as well. Whereas Rabba asked the stira between the two Mishnayas, our Mishnah that says, Matzu Gitei Noshim. As long as the husband says, give it to my wife, the halacha is you give it, to the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that said that if someone's a shliach le'halacha and he loses a get, the halacha is that only a matzah la'altar could you give it, but l'zman merubah, you can't. Rab Zeira asked the stira between our Mishnah and a brice. Rab Zeira Rami Masis and a brice, Mishnah Tanan. A mevi get, the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, va'avadei menu, the shliach le'halacha lost the get, matzah la'altar, v'faizent la'altar, kashe, v'mlav pasas. That was the Mishnah Gittin. V'minu, so whereas Rabba asked the kasha from that Mishnah to our Mishnah, Rabzeir is going to ask from that Mishnah to a brice. Matzah getisha b'shuk, if somebody finds a getisha in the street, b'smachah ba'moid, if the husband's moida, that it's a good shtar yachsa. Le'isha, in about moida, if the husband's not moida, the halacha is lo yachsa, you don't return it, loy lo zeh, v'loy lo zeh. Tani miyos, what do you see in the brayse? Said Reb Zeira, that bezman shabal moide yachzal isha. If the baal's moide, you give it back to the isha. Vafilu lizman meruba, even if a lot of time passed. It's a stira to the Mishnah. Umishani, how did Reb Zeira answer the stira? Again, it's the same kasha Rabba asked. But Rabba asked it from the Mishnah Gittin to our Mishnah. Reb Zeira is asking it from the Mishnah Gittin to a brayse. Reb Zeira answered, ka b'mokam shashyores mitzuyos, ka b'mokam she'in hashyores mitzuyos, which was essentially Rabba's teretz. Ikid Amri, some said, v'husha uchsegu d'loy nahada v'haynu d'rabba, that even though Reb Zeira only mentioned one criteria for when the halachas lo yachzer, he really meant two. The same Hoysofa that we proved the Rabba held, although Rabba too never said a mefurish, but the same Hoysofa that we proved from two Maisa Shahoyas with Rabba, that Rabba held, Reb Zeira also held. So even though he only said Shioris Mitzuyes, he meant in addition to that, Huchsekushne Yosem and Shimon, Ikadami, some said, Afakaf to Loy Huchseku Loy Nahader. Even if it was Loy Huchsekushne Yosem and Shimon, still the Loch is going to be Loy Nahader. But the Gemara says, in other words, a plea of the Rabba. If that's the case, then we have a machloikis. Whereas Rabba says two criteria for Loy Achser, Reb Zeira would say, as long as it's Shioris Mitzuyes, the Loch is Loy Achser, even if it's also Loy Huchseku, Shne Yosem and Shimon. It says the Gemara, Bishlami Rabba Liyamaka Reb Zeira, Bishlami Rabba didn't learn like Reb Zeira. Meaning, he didn't ask the kasha the way Reb Zeira asked it. Rabba asked a stira between two mishnayos. Reb Zeira asked a stira between a mishnah and a brayse. So Rabba wanted to ask the stira between two mishnayos, masnis and alibilei lakshuyeh. It's a better kasha. The mishnayos were edited much better than the brayses were. That's why a mishnah always is considered to have more credibility than a brayse. That's just a fact. So Rabba has two very, very credible sources. I have a mishnah, and a mishnah, and it's a stira, that's a bomb kasha. But Reb Zeira, right time, why didn't Reb Zeira learn like Rabba? Why would you ask a kasha from a mishnah to a braisa when you could ask a kasha from a mishnah to a mishnah? On my luck, Reb Zeira is going to tell you, I don't think the kasha or the diuk from our mishnah is such a good diuk. Because Mika Tani Ha Amar Tnu Noisnin, Vafilu Lizman Meruba, it was all based on a diuk. What did the mishnah say? The mishnah said that if somebody finds a Gedisha, Hareza lo yachzer. That was the halacha of the Mishnah. The halacha of the Mishnah was don't return it. Why not? Because I'm concerned that maybe the husband wrote it and then decided not to give it to his wife. Therefore, you can't just pick it up and give it to the woman because there's a chashash that maybe it was never really given to her. The Gemara made a diak. It's mashma that if the husband would say give it, we would give it. Oh, by the way, it's also mashma that even if his mamaruba passed, the halachas you would give it. So it's really a diuk al-gabi diuk that gets us to where we are to now be able to ask a steer from our Mishnah. Reb Zeira didn't like that so much. Reb Zeira preferred the Braisa. Because the Braisa said, Motzo get isha b'shuk, b'zman she'abal moida yachzer l'isha. The Braisa says mefurish that if the husband's moida, the halacha is give it to the isha. It's not a diuk, we're not inferring it, it's mefurish that if the husband's moida yachz. Our Mishnah said, don't give it because I'm concerned maybe he didn't want it to be given. If you would say give it, then you would give it. It's all a diuk in the Mishnah. Over here in this Braisa, it's mefurish. So Reb Zeira preferred to ask the kasha from the Braisa, which is more mefurish, rather than ask it from the Mishnah, although, generally speaking, Mishnayos are considered to be a better source than a Braisa, but why ask it from a diuk in a Mishnah if I could ask it from a more mefurish emekar in a Braisa? So again, Elo Reb Zeira, my time alayom akarabba, amalach mikotani ha'omar tnu noisnin, va'afilo lezman meruba, it's really all a diuk. And being that it's a diuk, you could always be mefakfik with the diuk. Dilma ha'omar tnu noisnin, maybe the first part of the diuk is true, that if the husband says give it, you're supposed to give it, ula oilam kitakayim ala ma'alte, but maybe only if it was right away. Either way, that's where the Gemara says, Reb Zeira asked it from a Braisa and not from a Mishnah. Says the Gemara, "Man damad Reb Zeira b'makom shasher etz mitzuyas." Va'af agav shoy huchzaku shnei Yosef ben Shimon. Upliga the Rabba. We weren't sure whether Reb Zeira held Rabba Shita, that he held that the halacha lo yachzer, the Mishnah Gittin's talking about where it was shiores mitzuyas, and it was huchzaku shnei Yosef ben Shimon adar berachas. Or maybe no. Maybe he doesn't need huchzaku. Even if it's loy huchzaku, as long as shiores mitzuyas, the halacha is going to be that lo yachzer upliga the Rabba. And that's sad. The Reb Zeira is arguing with Rabba. Says the Gemara, but my komifligi, what is the machloikis? Rabba, so the Rabba holds. Diktani, when the Mishnah says later, in the end of the parak, kol maisa bezin, hareza yachzer, that any maisa bezin that's found, halach is, you return it, because there's no chash that it's forged, because it was already vetted by bezin. Kol maisa bezin sounds like, even the ishtakach be bezin askinam. Even if it was found in Bezdin. U-Bezdin ke-mokim sha-shiyorois mitzuyois. Bezdin is a mokim sha-shiyorois mitzuyois. And still the halacha is yachzer. How could that be? How could the halacha be that if it's a mokim sha-shiyorois mitzuyois yachzer? It must be for hu sha-huchzaku lo yachzer. That the only time it's lo yachzer is if it was also huchzaku. It's not enough that it was found in a mokum shashiyaris mitzuyas. But loy huchzaku, yachzer. So how did Rabbi know his halacha? Rabbi came from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a maisa bezdin yachzer. Maisa bezdin, this is where you take the leap of faith, even if it was found in bezdin. Doesn't say that. But even if it was found, meaning bezdin just verified it and now it got lost, like in bezdin. Okay. So, says Rabbah, even if it was found in Bezin Yachzer, I just thought that a Mokim Shashiyaris Mitzuyas Lo Yachzer must be there's another Tanai. The second Tanai is it has to be Huchzaku. And the mission that says, Kol Maisa Bezin Yachzer is talking about where it was Lo Huchzaku. For Reb Zeira Amalach, Reb Zeira is going to very easily hit the ball back over the net. He's not in the spa from Rabbah's Raya. Mi Ketoni, Kol Maisa Bezin, Shenimtsu Ube Bezin, Kol Maisa Bezin Yachzer Ketoni, Ula Oilam. The Shtakich Mavret doesn't say anything about finding it in Bezin. It says a Maisa Bezin. Just like you're making a tanai, it has to be only where it was like huchzaku shnei Yosef and Shimon. So I'm going to tell you, the only time the halacha of the Mishnah is going to be true is if you found it outside of Bezdin. Either way, it comes down to this diktuk in the Mishnah later in the parak, but as it relates to the halacha, that is the halacha. So today's going to be hashtag no raid, but just one marim makim, really, if you want to go into it a little bit, and that is in Evan Ezra Simon Kuflam Evav, Sivkot Evav, this whole idea of a city with the Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Hadorim Be'irachas, and you know, there are certain names today that would certainly qualify as Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Hadorim Be'irachas. When it comes to writing a Get Isha, forget about losing a Get Isha and finding it, which is already something that's Lo Yishchiach, but in general, Halacha has a lot to say about how a man whose name is Yosef ben Shimon, and he lives in a city where there's someone else with the same name, Yosef ben Shimon, how he's supposed to divorce his wife. The Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is, Em yesh echad be'ir, sheshmoy kishmoy, v'shem ishtay kishem ishtay, eino yochel legarish elu b'fnei echad. So if Reuven wanted to divorce his wife, and there's someone else in the city who has the same name as him and whose wife has the same name as his wife. The halacha would be, if Reuven would want to give a get, he would have to make sure that all the people in the city that have the same name are present, so there's no ambiguity later down the line. Everyone knows exactly which Yosef ben Shimon divorced which wife. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, "Vafilu yotze get mitachas yad achas." Let's say later on, one of these women are walking around with the get, even though she has it. So the fact that she has it, shouldn't that at the very least be the raya that she's the one that got divorced? The halach is no, and there's a long Beis Shmuel over here. It's really based on Eide Chasima Karti, Eide Mesira Karti. The get has to be muchach mitoicha get, that the get's a kosher get. Some interesting halachas. But either way, the Ramah says as follows. Yesh oimim, dim shemes hamagarshin shavos. If you have a case like this, there's a little bit of an easier etza. Rather than bringing all the people in shtot that have the same name and make sure that the get is given in front of all of them, what you could do is yichtevu simen. Write a simen, says the Rama. B'megarish oy mitzad kinu shaloi oy she'echad koyen v'asheni enei koyen. There's a way to maybe do it. Come up with some sort of kinu. One of the examples of a simen that the Achrayim discuss is, what about a last name? Well, so you have two people, Yosef and Shimon. Nu hatachaletz denu menochet. So you're the gabba. So what if he has another name, or the Zayda's name? The question is how far. But last names, when it comes to gerushin, or maybe he has a nickname, that would be a kinoy. But either way, it's a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer, where he discusses this, some interesting things as it relates to Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar Berachas. But again, it's not just the sif cotton here in the end of Shnei Moichsim where we're talking about avedas and metzias. It's a halacha every single get where there's two people with the same name. Again, today this is probably pretty short. How exactly you go about writing a get. The Ramah concludes that's why the minig was they would give a get barabim. Give a get barabim, like this is a coil, so you would alleviate all the concerns. Either way, Zakhti Gemara Vaiter, Bir Mi Amar, going back to the original question. What was the original question? We had a Mishnah, and Reb Zeira told us that it's also a Braisa, that if somebody finds a get Isha, you can't give it to the woman. Why? Because we're concerned, maybe the husband changed his mind after he wrote the get. If, however, he says true, it was Meduyik in the Mishnah, the halach is he gave it, v'afilu was ma'amiruba. The kasha was from a Mishnah in Gittin that says that if a shliach le'locha loses the get, if he finds a la'alter, he can give it. But if he finds a la'achas man, then he's not allowed to give it. So the first teretz was, kam b'mokam sh'ashyaris mitzuyas, kam b'mokam sh'ein ashyaris mitzuyas. Additionally, it could be that it's not enough that the shioris mitzuyas in order for the halacha to be lo yachzer. Could be you also need huchzik uchna yosef and shimon adar and barachas. The Gemara proved that's what Rabba held. Gemara wasn't sure what Reb Zeira held. Either way, Reb Yirmi says a different teretz. You know when the halacha is that if the husband says give it, you're allowed to give it. You're going to ka'amri edim me'olam lechasam no ala gentechad. It's talking about where the edim said that we never signed on another get, shall yosef and shimon. So it's in that case where you can give it. Meaning, ask the Edom. What do the Edom have to say? So if the Edom, whose names are also written in the Shtar, say that we never signed on a get with this name, so over there, the halacha is yachzer. When is it? Lo yachzer, when you don't have Edom to ask, says the Gemara, ihachi maila meimra, then it's pashit. Then this all seems to be so obvious. What would be the chiddush of the Mishnah? It sounds like the Gemara holds that one of the chiddushim that the Mishnah is saying is this halacha. The way Rabbi Yirmi is explaining, where the Edom are saying that this is the only get we ever signed on like this, then what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, I would have thought, lechosh tum esram yishmak yishmak ve'edim ke'edim kumash malon. If we're already going down this road, this slippery slope, we're worried that there's another man with the same name, there's another woman with the same name that happen to be married with each other, to each other. Maybe there are Edom also that have the same name, that have the same signatures, because probably there was Kiyum Shtaris. But the bottom line is, I would have thought we should take it so far, Kamash Malam. But either way, that's the Teretz. The Teretz is, the Nafkin Mina between the two Mishnayos is, what are the Edom saying? Rav Ashi says a third Teretz. You know when the halach is that you give it to the woman. If the man says, Tanu, it's talking about if the man had a simen. This is going to segue into Perek Elu Metzias. If the man had a simen, he comes with a simen and he says, this is my get. You know how I know? Because there's a nekev. There's a whole bitzat ois ploinus. If that's what he says, then the halacha is that you can read. But Davka says the Gemara bitzat ois ploinus. But only if he said that the nekev was next to that particular ois. Av a nekev ba'alma, but let's say he says, I know there's a hole. But he doesn't say bitzat ois ploinus, then the halacha is not. Now, what's the significance of whether the nekev is bitzat ois ploinus or he just says nekev stam? The chiluk is that when we learn Perek Elu Metzias, we're going to see there's two types of simonim. There's a simon muvik, and there's a simon she'eimei muvik. Simon muvik is the better simon. Simon she'eimei muvik is a little bit of a shvacha simon. So if somebody would say that there's a nekev in the get, And there is a nekev in the get, so that's a simen, but it's a simen she'ene muvik. Nekev b'tzad ois ployness, that's really more specific, that's more detailed. So over there, the halacha is, that would be considered a simen muvik. Now, the halacha in Eilu Metzias is, you don't need a simen muvik. A simen she'ene muvik works too. So when the Mishnah says, Eilu Metzias she'chayv la'achriz, if somebody comes with a simen she'ene muvik, he gets to get it. But Rav Ashi was very precise with his language. Rav Ashi said it's talking about where the husband is proving the get is his, not based on the names, but based on a simen, but his simen was a simen muvik. Nekev yesh boi betzad is pointed. So why do Rav Ashi need a simen muvik? It's Eilu Metzias 101. You don't need a simen muvik. So why here does Rav Ashi say, I need a simen muvik? Says the Gemara, because Rav Ashi mesafkele. Rav Ashi wasn't sure that this, that simonim works in Perik Eilu Metzias. Simonim, idai raisa, idai rabbanan. Does it work midai raisa, or does it work midai rabbanan? Midai raisa makes sense. You're being moitzim mechaveroi, all of Araya, you have a simon, it works midday rice. If simonim works midday rabbanon, how did the rabbanon have a right to take money from Ruvain and give it to Shimon? Hefker bez an hefker. So Rav Ashi wasn't sure if the parish of simonim is at the raisa the geparisha, or really to the rabbanon the geparisha, and it works with the halacha, the chiddush of hefker bez an hefker. And being that Rav Ashi wasn't sure, he wasn't sure how it would play itself out in these halachas. Because if simonim works midai raisa, then just like it works in Eilu Metzias by dinei mamonis, it would work for gitei nashim as well. You have a shaila over here. Is this get a good get? Was it written lishma? Is this the husband's get? Does he have a right to give it to his wife now? Will she be megureshes? If she marries somebody else and has children, will the children be mamzerim? There's a lot of dinei raisa that are hinging on the kashrus of this get. So if simonim is a regular din dayraisa, so just like it works in chaysha mishpat, by Eilu Metzias, for hamoitzim mechavrei alvaraya, it should work here as well. But if the whole halach of simonim is mernish midirabanon, so dine chaysha mishpat, hefker bezan hefker. But when it comes to Ebenezer, which is dine dayraisa of mamzeris and eshes ish, you don't say hefker best than hefker. So Rav Ashi wasn't sure, and that's what Rav Ashi said, that it's true the husband can claim the get based on Perik Eilu Metzias, but over here I'm going to need a simen muvik. Simen muvik, I'm comfortable works midei raisa. Simen she'ene muvik, I'm not sure if it works midei raisa. Mesafkele, maybe it works midei rabbanon, and being that he wasn't sure if it's midirais midrabanan, so fashteitzach, sofik derais aluchumra, you're going to end up having to have a simen muvik. Rabbi Bar Chana says the Gemara, Irchas Legita. Rabbi Bar Chana was a shliach lo ilocha, Rashi says, top Rashi. The Irchas lohu, he lost the get that he was supposed to deliver to the wife, and then he found it. Says the Gemara, he lost it. Be midrasha, Omar, he said as follows. He walks in and he says, Isi money, if you want a simen, isli begave, I have a simen. Itfias eina, if you want a tfias ayin, meaning I don't have a simen, but the Gemara says in Perek Eilu Metzias that a Talmud Chacham can claim an aveda even without a simen if he has a tfias ayin. So we learned Masechtas Gittin, we spoke a lot about tfias ayin, the koil, if you remember. But there's a concept of tfias ayin that we're going to see next week. So he said, you want a simen, I'll give you a simen. You want tfias ayin, I'll give you tfias ayin. Ultimately, Adru Nale, they gave Rabbi Bar Bachana the get. But Omar, he walked out happy that he had the get. But as far as the halacha goes, he wasn't really sure what to be meichiach from the fact that the lomdim in Beis Medrash let him take the get back. He said, Lo yadana, I'm not sure, imishum simona. Hadru and Ali, did they give it to me because of the simon? And apparently this simon was a simon she'ene muvik. Lost vikosavri. I can prove that if they're willing to give me a get for a simon she'ene muvik, they must hold simonim as deiraisa, not midirabanon midin hefker bezan hefker, because then it wouldn't work, like Rav Ashi said. But rather, it must be simonim as deiraisa, so I could walk out with a very big chiddush, or imishun tfias ayin hadru and Ali. It could be they gave it to me imishun tfias ayin. Maybe they hold simonim really is dirabanon, and they didn't give it to me because of the simon. They gave it to me imishun tfias ayin. And the nafkamina, however, if it only works with Shantviyasayin, is Vedafka Tsubri Midrabanan, like the Gemara says in Eilu Metzias, that the only time Tviyasayin works is if you're a Talmud Chacham. Rashi says, famous Gemara in Eilu Metzias, the Muchsik Lambei Delei Mishane Bidibure. There's a chazaka that a Talmud Chacham doesn't lie. So if he comes with a Tviyasayin, we trust him. Whereas an ordinary person, we wouldn't trust him. Either way, Abba Inish Dal Maloy. So it's a Maisa Shahoy related to the story, but as to our Sugya, but as it relates to what to take out, Rabbi Bar Bachana wasn't sure. Gufa. Matzah get isha b'shuk. Somebody finds a get isha b'shuk. But it's not, if the husband's moida, that it's a good get. Yachzer le'isha. Ein habal moida. Lo yachzer loy lozev loy lozev. So this was the brisa that Rab Zera brought to ask his kasha from the brisa to the Mishnah, which essentially says what's not mefurish in our Mishnah, but what was muchach from the diak in our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, I have a problem. So what happened? Somebody found a get isha. Goes over to the husband. Is this yours? He says yes. So the halach is, you're allowed to give it. Afilu was ma'an meruba. We had a whole bunch of akimtas. He had a simin. The Edom are telling you that they never signed on another get with the same name, so we know it's the same. Ain shiaris mitzuyos, or maybe shiaris mitzuyos, but like huchzak v'shniyosim mishim min adar birachas. Bav mitzuyah yudches amid beis, a whole amid gemara in Shas. Incidentally, this amid that we just learned, if it sounds a little familiar, it was a Shabbos staff in Masechtas Gittin. It's a gemara in Masechtas Gittin as well, almost verbatim. So you have two amudim in Shas that discuss the same exact halachas. The din is you give it back to the husband. Freit the gemara, I have a technical problem. Why aren't we worried? V'leichush, the cheshash that we had this past week here in Perek Shnayim Meichsan. Shema kosav litim in Nisan. Maybe the get was written in Chodesh Nisan. V'leim nosan la ad Tishrei. He's not giving it until right now. He's giving it right now. You asked before, was the get given yet or not? Let's say it wasn't given. So how in the world could you give the get? This is man. He lost it, the husband. Now he found it. Oh, wonderful. Give it to my wife. The problem is, this man is from 6 months ago, before it was lost. You're giving the get over right now. Now, Maman of Shech, the woman is divorced, but you know what the problem is? The Lekuchas are the ones that are going to get messed up. The Azal, Baal Zavim, because what happens if the husband sold Peiroi, Nechsem Meluk, which he's entitled to, Minisan that Tishrei, during this interim period, from when the get was written until the get was actually given, Umafka Legitikos Minisan. Now, this woman, she's going to have a good lawyer. The lawyer's going to say, listen, you realize you just won 6 months worth of Paris, because you were divorced today, but the get was written 6 months ago. So based on what it says in the get, any Paris that the husband sold in the last 6 months, he had no right to sell. Because as long as you're married, it was his Paris to sell. But to the extent you're divorced, he can't sell. Now the truth is, she was married, but the get seems to say that she's not married. So being that the get says she's not married, based on what's written in the document, the husband has no right to sell it. So, fake the Gemara, you know who's going to end up losing out? The Lekuchas. Because if she wants to be a Ramai and she wants to act on this, she can now go to the Lekuchas and tell the Lekuchas, I have a get that says that the man that sold these payers to you didn't own the payers. They were mine. They were his, but he divorced me. And the Lekuchas are going to end up losing. So how are you allowed to return it? Why aren't we worried about the Lekuchas? And since when are we worried about the Lekuchas? That's the last week of Daphin, where you see we're very worried about the Lekuchas. Says the Gemara, that's all good according to Mandama that holds. There is a Mandama in Shas that holds that as soon as the husband makes up his mind that he wants to divorce his wife, he loses his Schus Peres Nechs in the look. So then Chaper, it's very good. Because when the husband wrote the get, he was Nosav Ein of Ligarsha. So at that point, he loses his entitlement to the Peres Nechs in the look. So the woman would be correct for now taking the peres away from the lekuchas. Elo lemandama yesh lebal peres hachas nesida. But according to mandama that says that the husband is entitled to peres, not up until when he decides to divorce his wife, but up until he physically divorces her. Why are we worried about this? Now, where does this come up? This machloikis. When the husband loses his chus peres nechsemaluk, is it from the time that he decides to divorce his wife or from the time that he actually divorces his wife? That's getting daf yudzayin. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, mipnei ma tiknuz man begitin. When you learn gittin in yeshiva, so you start first seder, maybe get, at least the first time around, and second seder, you start daf yudzayin, the sug gives man. So the sug gives man is, why would the chachamim masakins man begitin? Rabbi Yochanan said, shem yechap al basa chosay. Reish Lakish said, Mishum Peiris. It's related to this Chashash Peiris. So in the context of that sugya, the Gemara says, Peiris, is there a Chashash Peiris? Is there not a Chashash Peiris? It's really totally on some level in this Shaila. But either way, so the Gemara says, if you hold Kim Vishnu Savina Lagasha, then I don't have a problem. But if you hold that the husband is entitled to the Peiris up until the Gerishin itself, if you give the man back this get and he gives it to his wife, the Lekuchas may end up losing. So the Gemara says, no, we're not worried. You know why? Because Ki Astila Mitrov, to the extent that this woman, or any woman for that matter, is going to come now to a Lekeach and pull out a shtar and say, those Peiris that you bought from my husband had no right to sell to you. Give them back to me. We know what we're going to tell her. Amrina lo, we're going to tell her. I see Raya Emes Matagit Liyadach. Bring Eidem Asira. I want you to prove when exactly you got this get. A new patent, a chiddush. A woman can't be Torah, Peres Nechsem, look from the Kuchais, unless she proves when she got it. Because otherwise we're concerned that maybe there was some lag time between when the get was written and the get was actually given, and maybe when the husband sold the peres nechsa melok, he had a right to sell it. So if she takes it now from the lekucha, she's being teirif, she'll like it in. But fake the Gemara, a very geschmack of follow-up question. If that's the case, maishno mishnah rechoiv, why is this different than every shtar choiv? Our mishnah, where we started the sugya and dafid beis, amid beis, etanan, motz a shtar rechoiv, if somebody found a shtar choiv, yesh b'machayis nechosim lo yachs. If the shtar is a Christ, nechosim lo yachzer. Vaikimna, who's this vaikimna? The three aikimnas. Rav Asi was moikim. The Mishnah is talking about kishachayv moida. That even if the loiv is moida, the loiv says the shtar is a good shtar, still you can't give it to the malva. Umishum shem akosav luvis benisav lo lavat tishrei. And the reason is because we're concerned that maybe the get or the shtar choy, the halvah, didn't happen on the same day that the shtar was written. Why are we not usually worried about that? Because there's no reisa. But over here there's a reisa, so we're concerned. And what ultimately is the concern? V'katarif l'kuchais shall like it in. When the malva wants to be tarif, he's going to be tarif from the l'kuchais based on the zman that's written in the shtar. But that's not the real zman. That's not when the loan happened. That's not when the shibud was chasabayah said. It is when the shtar. But Rav Ashi argued. Rav Ashi said that the zman is not what's kaveh the shibud. It's the halvah that's kaveh the shibud. So if the halvah is kaveh the shibud, we were worried about being terrible kuchish like you did. Fake the gemara. Hasam nami. I have a very easy way out of the whole problem. Lahader, give the shtar choy back to the malva. You're worried about this far-fetched concern that maybe the kuchis are going to end up being burnt. Viki Asi Lamitrif. You know what you should say? That if the malva wants to go now and be tired from the lekuchas, name away. I see raya imas matas shtar chayv liyotcha. Bring a raya when the shtar chayv was given. Meaning, just like you're telling me, I have no problem giving the get isha to the woman. Maybe the lekuchas are going to lose out. We'll tell the woman when she wants to be tired from the lekuchas. Proof to me when exactly the mesiras get took place. So every shtar chayv, you could say the same thing. By the shtar chayv, why don't we do, or at the very least where it was found and now somebody picked it up, at least in that case, the halacha should be that give it back to the malva and tell the malva that if you're going to want to be tired from the lekuchas, you're going to have to prove. You're going to have to bring a raya when you got it. So the Gemara says, "Is a chilek amri hachagabi get isha over here by get isha osi lekeach v'tava." It makes a lot of sense that the loikeach may be aware of the fact that the get was lost and then found, and as a result, be concerned that maybe there's an issue with this shtar. So that even though the get isha says Nisan, maybe it really didn't happen, the mesiras haget didn't happen until Tishrei. If there's something wrong with the get, why did they give the woman the get? He's going to say very simple. Because I'm the least of Beis Din's concerns. When there's a shaila of, is this woman married or divorced? So there's a lot of nafkaminas la'alocha. One of them is the lekuchos. If the husband sold the parents, look, did he have a right to sell or did he not have a right to sell? But he's low on the pecking order as far as Beis Din's concern goes. So like Kech is going to say, you know what? Beis Din wanted to make sure this woman gets divorced. She shouldn't be in aguna. Whatever cheshbon they had. So Beis Din said, give her the get. I may end up losing out. No, maybe I was collateral damage. Maybe he doesn't care so much about the fact that I'm going to lose out. So he's going to say, "Amen, Anili Mili." He's going to stand up for himself. He's going to say, "One second. I know there's a reisa with this get. I want to make sure you prove that this man that's written is this man that was given. That there's no monkey business going on. I don't want to make sure. I don't want to lose out." But it's a very reasonable thought that the loikeach would have because he thinks that maybe they didn't take his well-being into consideration when they gave the woman the get. They were worried about her being an aguna. Now you want to be tired from me. Proof to me when you got the get. And like this, we know for sure this Shiloh will be out in the open. He won't end up losing Shalikidim. The Lekech by the case of the Shtar Chayv is not making that cheshbon. You know why? Because what does Lekech think? Why in the world would Beis Din give Malva back the Shtar? Obviously because it's a good Shtar. What do you need a Shtar for? To be Tarif the Chayv. Now the truth is a Milvah Pe you can also get with. What's the uniqueness, the Chashivas of a Shtar? Shtar is a Chayis Nechasim. So it could be in the Lekech's mind, if they gave the Malva the Shtar, they vetted it out, they obviously feel he could be Tarif from me, from the Lekuchas, and anything that he wants to take from me with this Shtar is probably okay. Midahajun alei Rabbanu l'shtar choy pshita l'may hilchas hajun alei. Why did they give it to him? L'mitrifu. Must be l'mitrifu. Sh'ma mina Kamer Rabbanan ben Musa. They obviously were okay with the shtar. See, he's never going to think to be ma'ara. In the case of the Gedisha, he's going to think to be ma'ara. Because in his mind, they gave it to her so she should be divorced. Maybe she'll be Torah from the Lekuche Shalekidim with this Gedisha. Okay, maybe they didn't take that into consideration. They felt that wasn't a big enough reason not to give this woman a get. Aguna is much more chashiv. So what is he going to do? He himself is going to be ma'ar. So at the end of the day, we're not worried that something bad is going to come from it. Because he'll know to be ma'ar, Bezin will look into it, and Bezin will make sure that she's only tarif from the time that she got the get, and not from the time that the get was actually written. Whereas in our sugya, matzah shtar choyv, over there, the whole tachlis of a shtar choyv is to be tarif, specifically from the lekuch, to the extent that Lekeach knows that Bezdin gave the Malva the Shtar, he's for sure going to assume that they vetted it out and that Vashtetin Shtar is richtig and the Malva has a right to take it from me based on this man that's written in the Shtar. He'll never think to be Ma'ar. As a result, he'll end up losing out. That's why we're not concerned by Get Isha, but we are concerned in our Mishnah.
The following Raid Bite is being added to the Daf as in Yana Dioma.
Just to segue from this very, very last Gemara into one Raid Bite. And that is something that we talked about when we learned Masechtas Megillah. It's something that's Nogeya today's daf, and it's something that's very much in Yonah D'Yoyma, as we're in Mishenichnas Adar Beis, where it's obviously Marbe B'Simcha. And that is, it's Yodua that the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, said that one of the places that the Torah mentions all the Yomim Tovim is in Parshas Emor. Right? On Yontif, we read Parshas Re'eh, Aser Ta'aser, Kol HaBechor. We also read Parshas Emor. Why Parshas Emor? Because you have all the Yomim Tovim. Literally, every single Yontif in the Torah is mentioned in Parshas Emor. It's in the second half of Parshas Emor. The beginning of Parshas Emor talks about mitzvahs related to the Kayanim, Emor V'amarta, L'hazuk D'ilma L'aktanim, V'chulu, V'chulu, V'chulu. And then the second half of the Parsha is all about the Yomim Tovim. After the Torah mentions the Yomim Tovim, so the Torah mentions two parshias. The first is the parsha of the Menorah. The second is the parsha of the Shulchan, the parsha of the Lechem Aponim. Literally, we go from the Manyedu Deiroseichem Ki Pesukas Eishavti Es Bnei Yisrael to Vayedaber Hashem Amoishalei Metzavis Bnei Yisrael V'yikchoy Lech Hashem Menzayich Zoch Kosis Lamor Lahalis Ner Tomin. And then the next parsha, V'lokach to Soiles V'afisa Oysa Shtei Mesrei Chaloi Shnei Esroinim Yiachalo Echos Pesukim that we had in today's da. So we go literally from the parsha of the Mayadim to the parsha of the Menorah to the parsha of the Lechem Aponim. So the Rekeach said, and the Bnei Yisrael quotes this in Chanukah, that the reason the Torah mentioned these two mitzvahs, because in these two mitzvahs there's a remes to another two Yomim Tovim. Not Yomim Tovim on a Deiraisa level, but two Yomim Tovim Midrabanon. And that is the Yontif of Chanukah and the Yontif of Purim. Chanukah and Purim are the two Yomim Tovim that we have not Midrabanon, but the two Yomim Tovim that we have Midrabanon. So said the Rekeach, that to be meramis to the Yontif of Chanukah, right after the parsha of the Mayadim, Vayedabra Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Tzaves Bnei Yisrael, V'yikhu Eilecha Hashem min Zayezoch, Kosis Lamor, Lahalois Ner Tomim. And then we have the parsha of the Lechem Aponim, to be meramis to the Yontif of Purim. So the mitzvah of Chanukah is meramis to the Yontif of the mitzvah of the menorah is meramis to the yontif of Chanukah, and the mitzvah of the shulchan and the lechem aponim, that's meramis to the yontif of Purim. When you think about it, at first glance, bishleima, the menorah has a shaychus to Chanukah, that's something that we obviously understand. But what's the shaychus between the lechem aponim and Purim? That's something that lechura, at first glance, is tanbir. And the pashup shad is, because on Purim, there's a mitzvah of mishta, there's a mitzvah of simcha, there's a mitzvah of chay vinish lepsume, adalo yoda, there's a mitzvah to be marpa. Marba Besuda, and the Lechem Aponim is Yud Beis Chalois, and the Lechem Aponim represents a tremendous riboy of Shefa, of Lechem, of bread, of Suda. So therefore, Merumas, and symbolized inside the Lechem Aponim, is going to be the Yontav of Purim. That's the Pashup Shah. But when we learned Masechtas Megillah, we spoke out an epic Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer said Pshat in this Rokeach, based on a Gemara, in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is going through the Psukim in the beginning of the Megillah, specifically, Gam Vashti Amalka Osasa Mishtei Nasha. So Vashti Amalka, just like her husband, she also made a Suda, she made a Suda, and this Suda was for all the women. And the Pasuk says that Achashverosh had called for Vashti and wanted Vashti to appear in front of Achashverosh. Vashti refused to come. The Gemara says why? And Achashverosh got very, very angry. And he wasn't sure what to do. So first he went to the Talmid Chachamim. He went to all the Chachamim, the members of the Sanhedrin that were there, and he asked them, what do I do? I asked my wife to come, and she's publicly humiliating me. She's literally not listening to what I want. I need a little bit of an answer. And they refused to say. They felt that, Oyliyim Agid, Oyliyim Lo Yagid, and as a result, it doesn't make sense to say anything. So then Achashverosh went to his next best chevra, Vakarev Elov. So he turned to his advisors. He went to Karshna, Shesar, Admasa, Sarshish, Meres, Marsin, Amemuchan. Who are they? These were the Shiva Sare Parasumadai. They were the Roye Pnei HaMelech, HaYoshvei Rishonim HaMalchus. These were the board of directors. These were the people that were Yoshvei Rosh. So he turns to them and he says, what do I do? I'm not sure what to do. Vazolichtan. And the Gemara says, Memuchan, he was the head yet. He's the seventh one that's mentioned. He was Kofatz Beroish. And we all know what he told Achashverosh to do, which was go and kill Vashti, which set the stage for Esther to now become the bride, for Esther to be married to the most powerful person in the world, which eventually would lead to the Purim miracle, which would lead to the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. And of course, the rest is history. But it all begins with Vashti refusing to appear in front of Achashverosh. Achashverosh is torn. He's not sure how to handle it. He turns to the Shiva Roye Pnei HaMelech, and the seventh one, Memuchan, he's the one that gives him an Eitzah. Zok de Gemara. This story, as depicted in the Torah of Iksav the Megillah, is what was happening in the world at that very time. But that's what was happening benigla. But bepnimius, there was something else happening simultaneously. Vakara Velov says the Gemara, Shesar ad Masa Sashish. I'm Reb Levi said, Ko Pasik Zal Shum Karbonis Nam. The Pasik is a remiss to all the Karbonis. Karshna. I'm Reb Malachi Shazat Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As this was happening, as Achashverosh turns to the Shiva Roya Pnei HaMelech, as Vashti refused to come, and as Haman is getting really, really upset, Achashverosh is getting really, really angry. Chamas HaMelech. He's getting really, really upset. So as this is taking place in Shemayim, there's a tumult, there's a gerita. Amar Malachi Hashem of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachi Hashem turned to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They realize that this was an opportune time. That maybe if Vashti gets taken out, this will be an Eitzah for Esther to come in, and that's going to be the Revach Vatzala, and this is where the Yeshua is going to come. So they turn to the Eibush, they say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Klum Ekrivu Lefanecha Karban Neishana, Kederach Shekrivu Yisrael Lefanecha. Tell me, the Umay Sa Olam, did they bring Karbanis and a Beis HaMikdash and a Holy Temple the way the Yidden did? Shesar, Klum Ekrivu Lefanecha Shnei Toirin. Did they bring birds, Shnei Toirim? Admasa, Klum Banu Lefanecha Mizbeach Adama, Tarshish, Klum Mirsu B'dam Lefanecha, did they mix the blood? Marsna, Klum Mirsu B'menachas Lefanecha, Memuchan, Klum Echinu Shulchan Lefanecha. Did any of this happen? And the Eibishter Kinnira was Mekabel, the Taina of the Malachi Asharis, and he said, Maskim, 100%, Nicham Tano. And Vashti is taken out with the advice of Memuchan. Esther ends up coming in her place, and the seeds were just planted for Gulas and Shei Yisrael. Says the Heilige Chassam Sofer that the Gemara is mavur that the names of all these Sarim that were Roy Pnei HaMelech was a remez to Tainas that were going on in the Pnimius of the world. Tainas that were going on by the Malachi Asharis. Ultimately, which one of the Shiva Roy Pnei HaMelech was the one that sealed the fate with Toiv for the Yidden? It was Memuchan. What was going on the Pnimius with Memuchan? Klum hechinu shulchan lefanecha. It's mashma said the Chassam Sofer that the taina of klum hechinu shulchan lefanecha, that was the ultimate taina. That was the taina that lemaisa caused that the yidid should be saved, that Vashti should be killed, and that Esther should end up being the queen, and everything should play out the way it was supposed to play out. So it comes out, what was the schus that the yidin had for the hatzala of Purim? It was the schus of the shulchan. Zok the Chassam Sofer Kedarkoi. He says that's pshat in the Rekeach. The Rekeach says that after the parasha of the Miyadim and parasha of the Emor, you have two parashas in the Torah. You have the parasha of the Menorah, and then you have the parasha of the shulchan. You have the parasha of the Lechem Aponim. What's the pshat? So the Rekeach said it's a hemshech to the parasha of the Miyadim, because this is a remez to the two yomim toivim that the Yidden had all being with the Rabbanim. The Menorah is a remez to Chanukah, and the Lechem Aponim and the shulchan is a remez to the Purim. Over the Shailos Vos, hot the Lechem Aponim and the shulchan to Tan mit Purim. So it's a riboy, it's a suda, Zok the Chassam Sofer, because it was in the schus of the shulchan that the yidden had the whole hatzala. It was klum echinu shulchan lefanecha. The whole hatzala came from the shulchan. And if the whole hatzala came from the shulchan, his mirum is in the shulchan, is the nesa purim. Half of a fell. But the emes is adayin tzarech bir. The Chassam Sofer leaves us hanging a little bit. Because the Chassam Sofer doesn't explain why was it the shulchan. It wasn't the mizbeach. It wasn't the tmidim. It wasn't the shnei toirim. It wasn't the fact that they were mishing dam. It was the shulchan. For some reason, it was all in the shulchan. Why the shulchan? Abedivrei Chassam Sofer, we know, are aniyim b'makam echad, and the Rashirim b'makom acher. And sometimes you have to be able to put the puzzle together to be able to see the whole picture. And the emes is the Chassam Sofer, in one of his drushes on Zayin Adar, it's Drush Zayin, in the new drush of Chassam Sofer, it's in the middle of a drush, he asks this question. And the Chassam Sofer says a teretz. His teretz is a dove and nifla. It's up to Chassam Sofer. He says, you know why? He says, all the malachim were coming with tainas that the Yidden, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they brought karbonis. Didn't they bring the Karin? Didn't they bring Shnei Tairin? Didn't they bring Menachis? Weren't they Memaris the Dam? They were coming with things that happened in the Avar, things that happened when there was a Beis HaMikdash. But right now there was no Beis HaMikdash. And because right now there was no Beis HaMikdash, so those chusim were not going to be matzal. It wasn't going to help them for right now. He says, you know what? The Maluch of Memuchan said, he said, Klum hechinu shulchan lefanecha, hayoim. Klai Yisrael today, they're still being mechin shulchan lefanecha. This is something that's going on today. Like the Gemara says in Chagigah of Zayin Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says, Posach b'mizbeach, v'sayim b'shulchan, to teach us, b'zman she Beis HaMikdash kayim mizbeach mechaper. Oh, but achshav that there's no Beis HaMikdash shulchan is shalada mechaper. And that's what the Malachim was saying. Look at Klai Yisrael. Once upon a time we had a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. Oh, but afal pikin, the Yid has a shulchan. And look at the chasadim, look at all the tzedakas that he's doing on his shulchan. And it was that schus. So you want to know why it was the shulchan? It's not the mile of the shulchan necessarily. It was the fact that right now they had a shulchan. They didn't have karbonis. They didn't have dam. They didn't have menachis. About shulchan, yet the yid had a shulchan. And every yid has the ability to do chesed on his shulchan. And because the yid were constantly doing chesed with their shulchan, that was the schus, that's what was ma'orim memuchan. So memuchan goes ahead, and in this world he goes and he says, yeah, kill Vashti. And he thinks he's an ibuchuchim. He's the one that figured it all out. It has nothing to do with him. His strings are being pulled. Leif Sarim u'malachim b'yad Hashem. What's going on in Shemayim is the Yidden are, there's a tremendous schus that's mamish is being boiled in Shemayim. Look at the shulchan. Look at the table of a Yid. Look at what goes on. Look at all the chesed that takes place on the shulchan of a Yid. And as a result, that's the schus, and that's what's ma'ir Haman to go ahead and for Haman to do his thing. And Zokhtach Sam Sleifer, that's why it's in the shulchan that there's a remes at the rekech to the yontav of Purim, because ultimately it was because of the shulchan. It was because of the shulchan that Klai Yisrael had that song. Of Purim. To appreciate this just a little bit more, there's one very important Maariv Makom. There's Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Rabbeinu Bechaya is in Parshas Truma. The Shulchan, the Pasuk says, Vasisa Shulchan Atzei Shitim. Zokt Rabbeinu Bechaya, game changer. Vasisa Shulchan Atzei Shitim. The word Shitim, he says, is Rosh Tevis. It's an acronym. Shalom, Toiva, Yeshua, and Mechila. Shin Tes Yud Men. It's Shalom, it's Toiva, it's Yeshua, and it's Mechila. Zokt Rabbeinu Bechaya, because when a person has a Shulchan, and he invites people, and he shares with other people, that Shulchan is Shalom, Toiva, Yeshua, Mechila. All the Yeshuas in the world comes from that Shulchan. And then he brings a Dover Nifla. He says that I heard there was a minig that there were chsidim in Tsarfas. There were chsidim in France. That when they died, they were mitzava, that their coffin should be made from their shulchan. To show, that in the next world, you don't take anything with you. Everything you have, that stays back here. The only thing you take with you is kimat tztaka sha'asa b'chayev. It's only the tztaka that he did. And all the toiv that he does on his shulchan. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, that's what the Gemara means in Brachos Nundalad Amid Beis. Hamarich al shulchanoi. Marichan lo yama v'shnoisav. He says, Shulchan is Shalom Toiva Yeshua Mechila. The Chassidim in Tsarfas, they used to make their coffin from their Shulchan. Because they understood the schus, the koyach of a Shulchan. That when a person is mated with another Yid, he invites him into his house. He literally brings him into his Shulchan, onto his table. From there, it's Avasisa Shulchan Atzei Shitim. It's Shalom, it's Toiva, it's Yeshua, it's Mechila. The schus that the Yidin had for the Purim story was the Shulchan, Zok Techsam Sofer. Because the Shulchan is something they had even when they were in Paras, they were in Mada, they were in Shushan, they were in Golas. The Yidden throughout Golas, they didn't have Karbanas. Oh, but the Shulchan was something they always had, and that's why it wasn't the Shulchan from Amal. It was the Shulchan that they had with them in Golas. You know, it's Mavur from this Chsam Sofer. That what's Chus that the Yidden have for the Purim Hatzalah? It was the Shulchan. It was all the Chesed that the Yidden did on their Shulchan. Throughout Masechtas Megillah, one of the themes of the Raid Bites were that the Purim story wasn't just about a gzeira that was somehow prevented. But it was all a hechatimsa to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. Haman was the one that was fighting against the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So was Achashverosh. So were the Aseres B'nei Haman. Achashverosh tells Esther, I'll give you whatever you want, Atchatzi HaMalchus, but I'm not going to give you the Beis HaMikdash. And the Venahapachula Yehudim was that Esther marries Achashverosh, has a son, Daryavish, who's a Jew, and he's the one that gives the Yidden permission to go ahead and to build a second Beis HaMikdash. The Purim Yeshua wasn't just about being saved from Gzeira. It's in the historical context what caused and what brought about the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Everybody knows. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the three cardinal sins. It was Avodah Zarah, it was Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. The whole schus the Yidden had for a second Beis HaMikdash, the whole schus the Yidden had to get away from the Gzeir of Lahashmid Laharag Ulaabid was the Shulchan. It was the fact that the Yidden sit on a Shulchan and it's Shalom Toiv Yeshua Mechila. That's what the schus was. And as long as the Yidden kept that, the Yidden had a second Beis HaMikdash. But then hundreds of years later, there was Sinas Chinam. And once there was Sinas Chinam, the Yidden didn't have the Shulchan anymore. Then already people were judgmental. You could sit on my table, you can't sit on my table. Then the world was a very different place. And they lost Shalom and Toiva and Yeshua and Mechila. And they went back to that matziv where Achashverosh is looking at the Shiva Roya Pnei HaMelech and he's telling them, "Nu, what should we do?" And in Shemayim, there was a tumult. And the Malachim were coming together. And they said, but this and but that. Of the Malach that 500 years earlier had said, Klumechinu Shulchan Lufanecha. He was quiet. There was a Haskatega Rachmanu. So he couldn't say anything. He couldn't talk. Because it wasn't true. Because at that point there was Sinas Chinam. So what happened? That Beis HaMikdash that the Yidden got in the Schus of the Shulchan, in the Schus of Shalim Toiv Yeshua Mechiva, that Beis HaMikdash was lost. I believe that's the rest of the story.